Hi, this is Mary Schaefer of maryschaefer.com. That's S-C-H-A-E-F-E-R. Today is November 7th, 2010, and I'm going to talk about today the one question managers that you can use to improve your communications with your employees immediately. I love this. So recently, one of my manager clients was telling me about an interaction he had with an employee that did not go as he expected. Now, he was assigning a project to Brenda, and this was a project he thought she would be interested in, and it would be a really boost for her development. And he was enthused to be able to give this to her, and he offered his support and encouragement. And he told her to not hesitate to let him know if she had any questions or needed any help. And then he went home that day thinking all is well, he did his job, all is good. And then later he found out that Brenda had taken offense to his offer of support and had taken it as a lack of confidence in her. And he was totally puzzled about how she could have possibly gotten that impression, and it made him feel more cautious about communicating, and understandably so. So he and I went on to talk about how we can really be misunderstood with anything we say and how we have to create an environment of safety so employees can check out their interpretations and we can understand each other more clearly. And so one way to head this off is by asking one simple question. And what I've come down to is, like, after I've said my piece, like, Brenda, I've got this assignment for you. If you have any questions, let me know. And then I might ask something like, what's your reaction to that? Now, several years ago, I was talking with an employee about some behavior of his that was really working against him. And I asked my version of, what's your reaction to that? And, you know, something like, what do you think of that? And he answered with, I think you think I'm an idiot. And I got to tell you, I actually love that. I love it when people are that clear with me. It gives me an opportunity to be equally as clear back to them. And so I said something like, I am so glad you told me that, so I can tell you that I absolutely don't think you're an idiot. And what I want to assure you of is that I want you to be successful in this job. And so let's talk about where we can go from here. Now, a couple of things about this. This is going to step up your commitment to your own leadership. And as demonstrated by my example, you're going to have to be ready for their response, such as, I think you think I'm an idiot. Now, on a related note, you're also going to have to be ready to connect with your employees on a more human level by asking a question like, what's your reaction to that? You're making yourself vulnerable, and because you're being willing to hear how you sounded and how you're being interpreted, and it might not always feel good, and you're facing this in front of your employee. And so try this in a low-stakes situation first, say with someone you trust, you generally have good interactions with, and then as you build your confidence, your willingness to step up your leadership will grow, and your communications with your employees will become more real and more effective. One more thing. I really do like to stick to what's your reaction to that. Try to avoid how do you feel about that. Just the word feel can turn some people really off. I found reaction is the most neutral. Maybe you'll find something better for yourself that will work. But give it a try. And if I can help you at all, just give me a shout. Again, you can find me at maryschaefer.com. That's S-C-H-A-E-F-E-R.